began his career as a young man, which is very rare among Nevi'im. Usually it takes a while for a Navi to become a Navi. Yirmiyahu was very, very young, possibly younger than Shmuel Navi. He saw the Churban before it happened, way before it happened. And he suffered terribly at the hands of Jews who did not believe him, thought that he was an apikoros, thought that how could he dare say such a thing? It wasn't just the Jews themselves. Tzidkiyahu HaMelech took Yirmiyahu down, threw him in jail at least three times, possibly four. And yet Yirmiyahu HaNavi remains strong. He remains powerful. He listens to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He does exactly as Hashem wishes. This is the second kina in a row that deals with Yirmiyahu and one of his visions. His vision, as you just mentioned, him in the Avos and the Imahos. This one, he sees an older, disheveled woman. A woman who was once clearly very beautiful. And the idea is, this is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was the beautiful woman that lost its splendor but is internally beautiful. And Yirmiyahu laments that such a person is in this world. There's such beauty that has been lost, such beauty that we don't have. And the big lesson that he teaches over here is similar to the last one. There is always Chus Avos. And together with that merit that our fathers and that our mothers gave to us, our forefathers and our foremothers gave to us, will be Zocha to see Yerushalayim in its ultimate splendor and its ultimate beauty again.